This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Entering the office of Main Street Fort Pierce is a bit like stepping back in time. It's housed in the historic Platts Backus House. Joanne Blanford is with Main Street.
And this house dates from the very late 1800s, around 1896. It was built by the first physician that was hired by the railroad.
But it may best be known for the resident who moved in 1960. Acclaimed artist Beanie Backus used the home as his studio and also lived there. It's in its original location and looks much the same.
What people say is he used to, you know, have jazz flowing and there's lively conversation throughout the house and everyone was invited here, no matter your race, your sex, you know, anything. Everyone was came here, and it was a great place, a great hangout.
So it's no surprise that this building is one of the stops on the historic trolley tours offered by Main Street Fort Pierce. The tours begin at Fort Pierce City Hall, and they run for about an hour. Blanford says it packs a lot of history into about a mile stretch of Fort Pierce.
The Florida history in this area, which goes back to, as far as we know, back to the 1500s with the early Indians and the Spanish, we start there. Then we get into the Florida boom period because three of the buildings are right there, the Arcade Building, the Historic City Hall, and the Peacock Butterfield Building.
And what is it that makes these buildings historic?
Each one of them was built in 1925 or 1926, and they're Mediterranean-style architecture. These buildings are were designed by William Hatcher. He was an architect that came here, and he got his inspiration from the Meisner architecture that was going on in Florida at that time.
And then there are the stories that go along with the historical structures.
Mr. Peacock was a big cattleman, and our history here has a lot to do with the early cattlemen. A Land Remembered is a book that we like to point out by Patrick Smith, and that the stories that happened there, in fact, Fort Pierce is mentioned in Land Remembered, that happened here. So we like to highlight the cattlemen who first settled this area.
If you've taken the tour previously, Blanford says you might find this time around things are a bit different.
You know, I'm constantly hearing stories. I went to my hairdresser yesterday, and her father grew up in this area, and he and his friends received boats from Beanie Backus's father, George, because he was a boat builder. And she said that he wrote about they would take these boats, sailboats, to where they weren't supposed to go when the military was here training on the islands. And the Navy personnel would come out chasing them, and they would flip up the rudders and go across the sandbars. And the Navy personnel would get stuck on the sandbars, and then they would come around. So, I mean, there's fun stories that are constantly popping up, and when I hear those stories, I try to incorporate them.
Reservations for the tours are required. They last for about an hour and cost $10 per person. They're offered on a variety of days at different times. If you'd like to know more about the tours and how you can get tickets, we'll have a link on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.